Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Sain. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Sain. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clarence Mattern. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Meyer. And now, play ball. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeff Coates. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Jeff Coates throws the ball into Pafko, who tags Holmes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mattern. Heath reaches second base with a double. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeffing moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. One out. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 1 in the game. Skins hits a pop-up towards short. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sockold for a passed ball. Waitkus moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a pop-up towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-1 in the game. Sokold bunts for an out with unknown description. Russell moves to second. One out. Sibi Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane is 0-for-1 in the game. Sane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mattern. Sturgeon reaches second base with a double. Sane moves to third. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott juggles the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sturgeon. Mattern moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer bunts for an out with unknown description. Mattern moves to third. Smalley moves to second. One out. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-2 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields the ball and throws to Meyer covering. Safe. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott bunts for an out with unknown description. Torgerson moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Skins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mattern takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Mattern moves to second. Rube Walker pinch hits for Russ Meyer. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sane covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Chipman now pitching. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sturgeon hits a fly ball towards center. Jeff Coat settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jeff Coat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Holmes strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sturgeon moves to second. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Skeffing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 3 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Elliott. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus bunts towards the mound. Sane fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pavko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 2 in the game. Sokold bunts towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to second. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisti hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mattern hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.